USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is a happy man after President Trump commuted his prison sentence.
President Trump is a man who is tough and outspoken, but he also has a kind heart. This has been an act of kindness, and I also believe it's the beginning of the process to actually turn an injustice into a justice.
Blagojevich also says his freedom was stolen from him. A hearing will be held earlier next month to discuss the coronavirus. The Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee will hold a hearing on March 3rd. Numerous officials from different agencies will testify. And Democrats are preparing for their debate tonight in Las Vegas. They are welcoming former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg to the stage for the first time. Meanwhile, about 300 miles away, President Trump will be holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies, that being held in Phoenix, Arizona. This is USA Radio News.
How did you sleep last night? I can guarantee you I slept better than you did, unless you've got a MyPillow. You know, I get the best sleep of my life. I work better, I sleep better, I interact with people better, and I have been healthy. The healthiest I've been in years. And it's all because I get a good night's sleep with my MyPillow. Now, it's not the cheapest thing you're ever going to find, but guess what? Good health is worth everything. Try a MyPillow. If you don't like it, you can send it back in 60 days. And you've got a 10-year warranty. It's made in the USA. And Mike Lindell guarantees you're going to love your MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great deal on a MyPillow by using my promo code, and I guarantee you, you'll get a good night's sleep or you get your money back.
The top policy official at the Pentagon is reportedly leaving. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Undersecretary of Defense for Policy John Rood told to submit his resignation. That as senior national security leadership is said to not support him anymore. Rood was partly caught up in the Ukraine issue as he sent an email to Secretary of Defense Mark Esper last summer saying that it wasn't exactly a good idea to talk about withholding aid from Ukraine. Rood has been part of the Trump administration for a little over 2 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Microsoft is launching its Office app for both Android and Apple phones. The app combines Word, Excel, and PowerPoint into one. It was released on Google Play on Monday and is now available on Apple's App Store. The Apple version supports dark mode. It is free to use if you have a Microsoft account. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With the latest on the coronavirus, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The death toll from an outbreak of the coronavirus has now topped 2,000, according to health officials. South Korea, Canada, Australia, and Britain are rushing to evacuate citizens from a cruise ship that is quarantined off Japan's coast amid a drastic increase of the COVID-19 infections among its passengers. The Diamond Princess is the world's largest cluster of confirmed COVID-19 cases outside China, with 88 new cases confirmed on Tuesday. That raised the total to 542 passengers infected with the disease since it was placed under a 14-day quarantine on February 3rd. Also, two chartered flights returned to the U.S. with 328 American evacuees from the cruise ship late on Sunday and Monday. Among the passengers were 14 who tested positive for the virus, nearly doubling the number of confirmed cases in the U.S. to 29.
General Mills is banking on new products to prop up its slumping cereal sales, including one brand that cost $13 a box. Morning Summit was rolled out late last year. The almond cereal was part of the company's effort to appeal to a health-conscious consumer who has stopped eating cereal for breakfast. Other recent product releases include Blueberry Cheerios and Good Belly Probiotic Cereal. And President Trump holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies, this one being held in Phoenix, Arizona tonight. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.